Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
President Trump is home from his first trip abroad. Now we have a better idea of what his slogan, Make America Great Again, really means, and it's not good. The 20th century has been dubbed the American century, starting with the Industrial Revolution and the rise of the labor movement at the beginning of the 1900s. The United States was walking a path of leading the world to a more free and open society. We were becoming the place where peace and justice and liberty were being demonstrated on a daily basis. We were realizing the opportunities that could be gained when the world could see the advantage of a society governed by commonly accepted laws, conceived by the people and their representatives rather than any individual man. In other words, where no one is above the law. After World War I, America worked with the European countries and the fact of globalization began to develop. As the idea of quality of life was shifting to an understanding of the importance of better relations between nations, we began to see the value in working together. We sputtered for a couple of decades and suffered through World War II. With all its horrible human suffering, this war clearly resulted in America emerging as the global leader. We planned and implemented the rebuilding of Europe and Japan. Many of the ideals established in America and our governmental institutions became the foundation of the emerging governments around the world. Former enemies developed these ideals to fit their cultures, and for more than half a century, the world, especially the United States, Europe, and Japan, prospered. The new enemy was a concept of governing. The Soviet Union and China were the major players in these very different ideas of governing and the role of the individual in society. The Cold War was a very real but different kind of conflict and quite dangerous. The advent of nuclear weapons and the principle of mutually assured destruction hung over us like a blade. But our relationship with Europe and Japan flourished. We not only traded with the world, we all prospered. Education, science, and our awareness of our environment grew in influence. Globalization didn't happen because we decided it was best. It happened because we grew in size and outlook. We traveled like never before and shared cultural experiences. We learned languages and did business across borders. We married people from different countries and we immigrated to the U.S. in great numbers. Before World War I, we had an isolationist mentality. After World War II, the world became more seen as what it is. We cannot escape the fact that what happens somewhere in the world impacts the rest of the world. With close to 8 billion people on Earth, jet airliners reducing the distance from weeks and months apart to hours, television bringing live events to every corner of the world, and the internet connecting us all in milliseconds, we are a global community. We will not make America great again unless we partner with and lead the world in discovering the value of working together. Unfortunately, England and Germany, our closest allies, are learning not to trust us and have said so publicly. This must be fixed. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.